Governor Cuomo heard the concerns of dozens of New York State-based wineries, as well as craft brewery and distillery owners, in a second-of-its-kind summit focusing on a New York-based industry. This summer, he held a Greek yogurt summit. A common complaint is that state-connected functions do not feature or promote New York-made alcoholic beverages. Fred Matt of Matt Brewing Company in Utica, which makes Saranac beer, says he was dismayed when he visited the Saratoga racetrack this summer and found that most concession stands sold Budweiser. He says the annual state fair in Syracuse also was lacking in New York-made products.
You would think when you go there, you are in the fair for either Ontario, Canada, Colorado, or Pennsylvania by what beer is offered in all of the stands.
Governor Cuomo says he's taking the comments seriously.
Yeah, look, I think they had a very good point. The New York State Fair is to promote New York State products. And I understand the constitutional prohibition that you can't, you don't want to close out other state products. But they should be marketing New York State products, and they're right.
Cuomo announced at the end of the formal portion of the summit that his economic development agency will invest $1 million in promoting the wine, beer, and spirits industry, and he says more could be spent on advertising as long as the businesses provide matching funds.
They will earmark an additional $2 million to the extent the industries match the $2 million. Because I want you to have some skin in the game also, because it's a partnership.
The governor says he will also work to promote the beverages to New York City restaurants. They then adjourn to the governor's mansion for a tasting of the products. Some of the wineries and breweries wanted to talk about other topics, though, like hydrofracking. They worry the natural gas drilling process will harm their businesses. Larry Bennett of Omegang Brewery in Cooperstown sells $30 million a year of specialty Belgian-style beers and ales. He says his product is based on clean water.
Without water, we don't make beer. It's that simple. The water in upstate New York is pure and clear, and we want to keep it that way.
He says if the water is contaminated, the brewery might have to move out of state or close. Bennett made his comments outside the summit. He says he was told by the New York State Brewers Association, which helped organize the summit with the Cuomo administration, not to bring up the topic of fracking at the gathering or wine in grocery stores, a proposal that is not favored by Governor Cuomo.
Those were the two ground rules I was told. No talking about hydrofracking and no talking about wine sales in grocery stores.
Cuomo denies that anyone was told that some topics were off limits.
Anyone can mention anything they want. But our position on fracking is well known. We were not going to decide fracking today.
Bennett did not get an opportunity to speak during the 2 hours of formal remarks at the summit. He did buttonhole the governor at the mansion reception, though, and says Cuomo listened politely to his concerns. Meanwhile, at least one group is pressing for a third summit focused on a potential New York industry. The state's gas drillers say they would like their own summit on hydrofracking. Jim Smith is a spokesman for the Independent Oil and Gas Association.
To bring together the experts in the industry to discuss the realities of natural gas development, the benefits, the risks in perspective.
Governor Cuomo, whose Department of Environmental Conservation, or DEC, is reviewing fracking, had this response.
Yeah, they have a summit. It's going on at DEC right now. They should participate.
There is another summit planned for the final week of October, but it's on a much more serious topic than breweries and wineries. Cuomo's Department of Homeland Security is holding a conference on emergency preparedness. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.